The message I bring you today is based on the Old Testament story about Jacob. And let's bring that to mind as we pray. Lord, help us to know deeply within our depths of our being that each one of us is carried in the arms of grace and love divine. Amen. Friends, earlier this year I decided that most of the time I would preach on the Old Testament readings for the Sunday. And at this time of the year, the Old Testament readings come from the first book of the Bible, from the book of Genesis. And at this time, they're dealing with the story of the patriarchs. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And today we are focusing on Jacob. Jacob later got the name of Israel. He is called the father of the tribes of Israel. And without doubt, he's a great man. He's a key figure in history. And even today, thousands of years later, there's a country named after him. But in today's Bible reading, Jacob is not at his best. He's on the run. Running away from home, running away from family. Running away in fear of his brother Esau, who's out to kill him because he pinched his brother's blessing. Running away in guilt for deceiving his blind old father, for giving him the blessing. Running away alone and uncertain about what he will do. Running until he's exhausted and falls asleep with a stone for his pillow. All of us have a time or times in life when we are something like this. We get in a mess of our own making. We fall out with those closest to us. We are uncertain about what to do. We're unsure whether God wants to have anything more to do with us. And we feel empty, guilty, ashamed, and exhausted. Not a good place to be. And yet, God is present in places and times where you wouldn't expect. God is at the hospital bed. God is at the law court. God is in the prison. God is at the graveside. No matter what mess you're in, no matter how far you've fallen, no matter what your situation is, you are not beyond the loving reach of God. As Jacob sleeps, God reveals to Jacob that he's present. Jacob dreams. And in his dream, he sees a stairway linking heaven and earth. And this is a sign that God isn't far away. God's right here. And angels are going up and coming down this stairway. And this is a sign that God wants to communicate with Jacob. The stairway has come to be called in popular piety Jacob's ladder. And this brings to mind the well-known Negro spiritual, "We are climbing Jacob's ladder." I'm sure you all know it. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Soldiers of the cross. And the second verse goes, every step goes higher, higher. Every rung goes higher, higher. Every rung goes higher, higher. Soldiers of the cross. And the words of this song seem to be suggesting that we are progressing up. Our piety, our obedience is bringing us closer and closer to God. We are growing in holiness. We are getting higher and higher, nearer and nearer to heaven. This kind of thinking is common. Common, particularly among people who do pilgrim walks, like the famous Camino walk in Spain and Portugal. If you ask the people who do this walk, I reckon that many of them would say this journey we're on, which involves visiting sacred sites and times of prayer and meditation, is making up for all the bad stuff we've done. It's bringing us closer to God and to heaven. Now, if you are able to do the Camino walk or any other pilgrim walk, then I would say to you, do it! Do it for the sake of the exercise. Do it for the sake of the friends you'll make along the way. But please don't do it with this sort of thinking. The walk isn't going to bring you closer to God. That thinking is right off track. This story is not about Jacob climbing the ladder and getting closer to God. Jacob is not on a spiritual pilgrimage. He's not trying to get close to God. In fact, he's going in the opposite direction. If anything, he's going away from God. He's a cheat. He's a spiv. He's in a mess of his own making. And yet, God comes to him. God is present there with him. God speaks to him in a surprising way. And the words God speaks to Jacob are not words of judgment. They're not words of condemnation. They're words of promise. God gives to Jacob the same promise that he gave to Abraham and to his father Isaac. He says, I will be with you. I will not leave you. I will take care of you. Through you and your family, all the families of the world will be blessed. Hang on. Can this be right? Jacob hasn't repented. He hasn't turned to God. He hasn't changed his ways. He hasn't said, I'm sorry. He hasn't tried to climb up to God. He doesn't deserve God's favor. Right, he doesn't deserve God's favor. But God's mercy and grace do not depend on our repentance. They do not depend on our goodness or our obedience. Mercy and grace flow from God's heart, even to those who've made a complete mess of their lives and messed up the lives of others. Whenever you get into a mess, remember this. At your baptism, God made a covenant with you. God said to you, you are my child. You are my daughter. You are my son. And your bad behavior does not cancel out God's promise, cause God to change his mind. Even if you turn your back on God, God does not turn his back on you. Paul reminds us in his letter to Timothy, if we are faithless, God remains faithful. He never stops reaching out in love to you, never stops wanting to wrap his arms around you. Now, God's grace for those in a mess is clearest of all when we look at Jesus. There's a wonderful passage in the first chapter of John where Jesus meets a man called Nathanael. And Nathanael immediately believes in Jesus because Jesus knows all about Nathanael, although he's never seen him before. And Jesus says something like, "You ain't seen nothing yet. You will see heaven open and angels descending and ascending on the Son of Man." Here Jesus is saying to Nathanael, "I am the true ladder. I am the ladder that connects heaven and earth." Yes, Jesus reveals God's presence to us. Jesus bears our sin and shame. Jesus overcomes death for us. Jesus opens heaven for us. It's only through Jesus that we come to the Father. If you get in a mess, remember this event from Jacob's life. Jacob went to sleep with a stone for a pillow and a guilty past. And he woke up to discover that the Lord had not abandoned him. Heaven was not closed. God was still speaking words of promise to him. And that same promise has reached you and me in Jesus. We do not climb our way up to God. God has come down to us in Jesus. Come down to forgive us our sins. To open heaven up for us. Heaven is not closed. Jesus says to us, "I am with you always. I will not leave you. I will take care of you." When we get in a mess, our comfort is not in our good character. Our comfort is not in our honourable life. Our comfort is not in our sincerity. Our comfort is Jesus. He is the ladder connecting God to us and us to God. Jesus gives us a future with God now and forever. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, help us to know that whatever mess we get into, we are carried in the arms of grace and love divine.